You know that feeling when you hold yourself back from doing something that you really want to do? When you start hesitating and questioning yourself, saying, is this really the right choice? What if it doesn't turn out so good? What if I'm making a major mistake here? It's this exact kind of thinking that keeps us stuck in old patterns and routines where we're not really progressing, we're not creating any major breakthroughs. Most likely, we're just coasting and getting by. But all of the things that are really fun and fulfilling in life really require some level of risk. Take action and break free from your old patterns. Do something. Take action on the thing that you're hesitant about. At the very least, give it a shot. Give it a try. If you keep holding yourself back, you are basically killing your own momentum and not even giving yourself the opportunity to experience what you desire. I want you to know that you are good enough and you are worth it, and that anybody who has ever told you that you should think more before you act, or that you really need to get yourself together and be really ready and really certain before you take any action, well, they were probably too careful in their own life. Look at the evidence, look at the results, and ask yourself, are these people who are telling me all these things actually happy? And am I happy? Am I fulfilled? If not, maybe it's time to try something different. I remember the first time that I stayed up till 2 a.m. in the morning to drive to Finland, which took about 5 hours, to ski all day for 8 hours at an alpine resort, and it was the most incredible feeling ever. I had never been to a resort like that, that caliber, that kind of scale, and it blew my mind and I fell in love with it and I started going all the time. And I just remember people around me saying, are you sure? Isn't that kind of sketchy or weird or scary? You know, you need to make sure that you're safe and all this stuff. And that experience was one of the best experiences I ever had. It propelled me to do even more and get even more active. It really lit me up and, you know, it put a new spark back in my eyes. I was excited. The same has gone for traveling to lots of different countries, to, you know, going to a country to work with a client in person, to speak in front of 10,000 people. Any major accomplishment, any really cool, incredible experience that I've had in my life has always been something that you could easily keep yourself from doing. And I'm not guaranteeing that every attempt you make is going to be successful and that it'll turn out the way that you expect. If anything, I would drop all of your expectations and just give it a shot. Try it out. What's the worst that can happen? And you probably have a pretty good answer for that. Put it aside. It's okay. If it goes wrong, you'll probably still be all right at the end. You will survive and it will make you stronger and build character. Another moment where it really clicked for me was the first time that I went to surf and I stayed and lived for a month in Portugal. This experience really taught me that there's so much we're missing out on that we don't realize is out there that we've never maybe experienced, so we don't know how great it really is. Once I tried it, I was basically surfing every single day and even tried windsurfing because I wanted to try even more sports like the first one that got me really excited. But the same goes for picking up or buying a guitar and just committing and saying, you know what, I'm gonna try it, I'm gonna learn it. The piano for me as well. Anything that you want to learn or try, experience, give it a shot. At the very least, don't cut yourself short and not even make an attempt. There is so little to lose and so very much to gain. There's really nothing that's more sad than seeing somebody who tells themselves the story of, I'm not that kind of person. I would never go for something like that. Or that's just not me. Other people would do stuff like that, but not me. Sure, you know, I'm an introvert. I'm this, I'm that. And it becomes that self-fulfilling prophecy. I used to tell myself I was too shy. And so I was afraid to even talk to anybody. Later, I was speaking to tens of thousands of people and it was no big deal. What happened there? Well, you have to try. If you don't try, and I tried every day for a whole year in the beginning, recording videos to master that craft, to really learn public speaking. I mean, anything that you want to get good at, it just requires your dedication and focus. And it's really worth sharpening your tools and getting good at certain skills because it will pay off tenfold in every area of your life. It will start kind of affecting these different areas, and you'll notice, wow, because I learned to play the guitar, all of a sudden I'm more expressive, and because of that I can talk to people and it's easier, and because of that it's, you know, easier to try out a new sport or a new activity or join a group, because guess what, now I'm more, you know, sociable and extroverted. Funny how it all just links together. Taking risk, being active in your life is what really gets the energy flowing in you, and it makes you feel alive, and it chains and it compounds and it creates this winner effect. And that's what I want for you to experience. The more of this you do, the easier and the more fun your life becomes. You enter a flow state, and it's natural to do things that are good for you, that make you better, instead of being bogged down in, you know, consumer mode, just watching stuff that isn't good for you, listening to stuff that isn't good for you, being around people who aren't really pushing you to be your best self. You gotta put an end to that, and you gotta take control. And if you really want to take back control, if you want my personal help to support you, to coach you every single week, to hold you accountable to your goals, then go and head over to eraphael.com. Link for that is in the description. And over there, you can book a one-on-one call with me directly. We'll speak and see if we're a good fit. And if so, I will be talking to you personally, making sure that you are really on the best path towards your goals and optimized for success. Again, if you want to take advantage of that, just go over to eraphael.com. Link is in the description. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one, and I will catch you on the next one.